Hi friends, welcome to another episode of Spirit Connection. We are truly glad that you are here and believe that God has a word of encouragement that he wants to speak directly to your heart today. My name is Giovanni and I have the privilege of serving on the Enlight Connection team and also of welcoming you. As you may know, Doug and Linda are currently on a sabbatical where they are experiencing a time of much needed rest. We are so grateful that you continue to show up here to pray for them and also to give as you support us financially as they're away. And good news, they have not left us without other seasoned prophetic voices to pour into us while they're away. Today, I have the privilege of introducing Sean Smith, who is a powerhouse, a revivalist, and a forerunner in prophetic evangelism. He's also a great friend to Doug and Linda. And today, get ready because he is going to challenge and push us into greater discovery and intimacy with the person of Holy Spirit. I encourage you to lean in to this invitation, and beyond the words that he speaks, I encourage you to press in to the spirit and the heart as you pursue God. There's truly no greater pursuit. We pray that you're encouraged today. And hey, we want to encourage you. If you're interested in hearing more of this message, we have the full versions available from today's episode, from previous episodes, and those to come. All you have to do is consider partnering with us either on a monthly basis or on an annual basis. Please feel free to check out the details at www.dougaddison.com/timeoff. In the meantime, sit back, actually lean in, and receive all that God has for you on this episode. God bless.
There is this realm. And the realm that I believe that God is releasing now is a realm of interaction. The spiritual giants were spiritual giants, not because they possess something different than you and I. In fact, it could be argued that we have a greater proliferation of Bible teaching and Bible understanding than many of the people. Many of the spiritual giants that were used in signs and wonders and a revival, they didn't have doctorates of divinities and all this stuff. And I believe in that stuff. I've got a master's in theology. But the one thing that they did have and that I'm very jealous of, and I hope to provoke you to jealousy, is that they had a realm of interaction with Holy Spirit where there was a flow that they understood the mind, the will, the affections of the Father. And the Holy Spirit is described as a teacher, counselor, and a guide. Let me ask you guys a question. Would any of you go to a counselor that didn't speak to you? Would any of you put your kids in a class where the teacher didn't talk? Would any of you go on a trip, let's say to Israel, and the guide does not communicate to you? When the Holy Spirit is called the teacher, the counselor, and guide, that tells me that there has to be a constant communication. It's not just on Sunday morning. It's not just even your hour or hour and a half or 2 hours a day in the morning in your quiet time. I believe that there is a realm of ongoing interaction where you say, Holy Spirit, you know, what are you saying to me right now? What are you saying to that person on that street corner? What are you saying to the barista at Starbucks? Holy Spirit, what should I invest my money in this season? What are you saying for the church in this hour? Who do you want me to pray for in my quiet time? Which I believe is one of the greatest places to develop your prophetic gifting is in your quiet time. I love to say the secret place is the training space for the marketplace. The secret place is the training place space for the marketplace. Now, this realm. Now, I'm convinced of these two imperatives in foundation for intimacy. Okay, so number one, you have to come to revelation first of all. We're going to go deeper in Holy Spirit. This is going to seem counterintuitive, but it's not. You must come to a revelation of God as your Father. There are people that understand that in a remote, distant way. But I see on a lot of people, and I've struggled at different points, I see this orphanness in terms of an orphan spirit, just characteristics of an orphan spirit, insecurity, competition, trying to prove yourself, kind of feeling like God's mad at you. And because God's mad at you, he really didn't want to talk to you today. He doesn't want to bless you today. It's all proof that we don't really know God as our Father. We know God as creator. We know God as sovereign king. But I want to ask you, do you know God as Father? Because the fatherhood of God makes intimacy with the Holy Spirit possible. Let me say that again, because if I ever write a book on this, this is going to be the main foundation. I'm going to say it again. It is the fatherhood of God that makes intimacy with Holy Spirit possible. There are a lot of people trying to develop intimacy with Holy Spirit. They're trying to get prophetic dreams. They're trying to get downloads and visions. And I'm all for all of that and more. Trust me. They want to be visited by angels. Amen. Yes and amen, right? But if you don't have the foundation of the fatherhood of God, now I may be talking to some people that, like myself, you didn't have the best relationship with your earthly father. And it's so easy to juxtapose that your heavenly father has certain characteristics of your earthly father. And I just need to let you know, because it's a revelation, it's in scripture, you serve a good, good father. Now, maybe you had a good dad, but let me tell you what, he wasn't perfect, right? Or he isn't perfect. God, the Father alone is perfect. And so I really believe that where you begin, if you want to have intimacy with the Holy Spirit, sounds counterintuitive, but trust me, you'll go way further in this, is first ask God, say, reveal to me. And obviously the Holy Spirit's going to be involved in this, right? Because the Holy Spirit is God's secret agent on earth, if you will. Not secret in terms of we don't know about him, but he has the secrets of the Father. Is it reveal to me the Father, right? Isn't that what the disciples asked Jesus? They said, show us the Father. There had been reference to the Holy Spirit. There had been references to the Spirit of God. But it's interesting that the disciples didn't ask Jesus to show us Holy Spirit. He would come, but they said, show us the Father. And Jesus said, hey, have I been with you that long that you can't see that? Hey, you've seen me. You've seen the Father. So, right? Emojis, mind blown. Read Jesus in scripture and you get a sense for the Father's heart. That is, you see how Jesus was patient. Jesus was loving. Jesus was forgiving. He challenged his own disciples through parables to forgive people 70 times seven. So of course he's going to forgive you. God is merciful. He meets us in our weakness. He chooses the foolish things to shame the strong. So I just want you to know there is a confidence that you and I need to have because of his finished sacrifice. That would be Jesus, that we're the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Okay. Given and established. All right.
You know, we've been walking through this time, Linda and I, of a personal healing journey, and we've been talking about the fact that we're raising finances and prayer right now for our healing sabbatical. It's called Rest, Reset, and Healing. Go to DougAddison.com/timeoff and take a look at it. And we are trying to raise up, the Lord's going to bring, I know he will, 1,000 people to partner with us, $55 a month, or any amount, or any gift, or any offering of any amount. But if you do partner with us, we're keeping Enlightened Connection going, and this is how we're going to do it, is we get the partners, the partner program's already in place, and you'll be part of the monthly mentoring sessions, the amazing speakers that are going to be doing this. So we're already doing this right now. And you can pray about it any amount. Actually, just ask the Lord. We really do need your help right now.
Thanks for listening to Spirit Connection with Doug Addison. Connect with him online at DougAddison.com.